President Bush will receive many mementos in the days leading up to Thursday's inauguration, but what do you give to the leader of the free world who seems to have everything? Members of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association hope their gift will go straight to the president's head. From member station KUNC, Brian Larson has more.
A presidential visit is one way to improve the reputation of a community once known for its stockyards and unique smell.
It's great to be here in Greeley, Colorado.
The October campaign visit was long overdue, and now the city has another connection to the president.
What was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity is now turned into a twice-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Trent Johnson has a passion for making hats. The 33-year-old made his first presidential cowboy hat in 2002 when Bush attended a convention of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association in Denver.
The president stopped right in front of me and said, "Thank you for that awesome hat." I was floored. I mean, I know I said thank you, but it all seems like it was so slow motion. And he got the White House staff to come over and they took pictures of us. And I had kind of that, oh my gosh, I think I'm going to vomit smile on my face in those pictures, but it was with the president.
Each custom hat, presidential or not, starts off with a single piece of felt known as a hood. It looks a lot like the hat worn by the Scarecrow in The Wizard of Oz.
Using steam, we pull that over a hat block and put it into this weird medieval torture device looking thing called a finger blocker. And what that
Johnson
does,
labored for about 20 hours in his workshop, affectionately known as the Hideout, to create a sand-colored beaver felt hat with a cattleman's crown and rolled to the brim. It's topped off with an antique sterling silver buckle with a 14-karat gold W in the middle.
We have the George W. Bush logo in there in metallic red and silver. And then my right-hand man, Jared, hand-laced the back of the sweatband. Normally they're just sewn together, and this was hand-laced together with kangaroo.
But it's not so easy to create the perfect fit when you can't personally measure the president's head for irregularities, as Johnson calls them. The only detail he received from the White House was a hat size, which is classified.
If I said the president has a really big head, people would say the president's full of himself. And if I said, boy, he's really got a really small head, they'd say, well, he doesn't have any brains. So I just assume not get in the middle of that fight.
The hat, which is valued between $1,500 and $1,800, will be given to President Bush prior to the inauguration. It's not likely to be worn during the ceremony, but Trent Johnson hopes it tops a presidential appearance at one of the many other celebrations. For NPR News, I'm Brian Larson in Greeley, Colorado.